share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A 14-year-old girl in Langkawi passed away yesterday, the 1st of June, after a 6-year battle with brain cancer. Her dying wish was to meet her grandparents in Pokuksena and to celebrate Hari Raya together, which came true about 1 month ago. On the 2nd of May, Norefa Azira Abdul Aziz's story caught the attention of netizens after she was flown in a helicopter to her grandparents' house, thanks to the Weststar Group, Group Managing Director Tan Sri Dr. Syed Asman Syed Ibrahim. Harian Metro reported that Norefa traveled by helicopter from Sekolah Kebangsaan, SK, Ulu Melaka, Langkawi at about 11 a.m. and arrived at SK Bukit Hijau, Kita 40 minutes later. She was then taken by ambulance to her grandmother's house in Kampung Bukit Hijau, Mukim Durang, Pokuksena. Norefa expressed her joy after being able to meet her grandparents despite her condition. "I'm happy today to finally be able to go to my grandparents' house. Thank you all who helped me today," she said in a soft voice. No cure for her illness. Her mother, Roslina Aswara Azmi, 38, said Norefa, who is the eldest of the 5 siblings, has been bedridden since last year after doctors confirmed that there were no more methods or treatments to cure her illness. When Norefa was 9 years old in 2013, there was a tumor on her spinal cord and doctors performed a surgery to remove the tumor, she said. However, at the age of 11, the cancer came back and the doctor did 4 chemotherapy treatments, but nothing changed and the tumor only grew bigger. Roslina said that in May, Norefa began losing her appetite and would express her longing to see her grandmother after not being able to return to the village for 3 years due to her illness. Muslim Care Malaysia activist Natipa Abu was made aware of Norefa's story and decided to help her fulfill her wishes. Initially, she said she wanted to rent a speedboat, but realized that it wasn't suitable for Norefa's condition. So, she made an application to rent a helicopter, which was difficult as many did not operate due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Nevertheless, she managed to find someone who was willing to fly Norefa to her grandparents. Passed away with her grandmother by her side. On the 1st of June, Norefa breathed her last at about 3:20 p.m. with her grandmother, Siti Hawa Osman, 63, by her side. Her mother said Norefa has been unconscious since last Wednesday, the 26th of May, and was admitted to Sultana Bahia Hospital, HSB, Alor Sitar for 3 days before being allowed to return on Monday. When she returned home, her condition was still the same, but on Monday she opened his eyes for a moment before closing them again, she said. She died this afternoon after we checked her breathing, even her legs and hands had turned blue. Then the medical team arrived and they confirmed Norefa was gone. Norefa's family said they were at peace with the passing of Norefa, who had been suffering from brain cancer for the past 6 years. Norefa will be buried at the Kampung Bukit Hijau Cemetery, Pokuksena, reported Siner Harian. Also read, PDRM detains KL couple who exploited 16 orphans since 2017. Source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Harian Metro. YouTube source. Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.